Hello, radio family. This is Pastor Landis Fisher once again, and this is Straight Gate Ministries Teaching Bible Radio. I am so blessed that you have tuned in today. We're going to move along swiftly here today. Want to get you to be in touch with us. We're trying to monitor the response of our broadcast and just have an opportunity to hear from some of you who listen so that we can know where we are being heard and what you think of the broadcast. So please take time today and write down our number, get a pencil. We'll give it again at the end of the broadcast. Like to have you give us a call at 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's our toll-free number, 1-877-35-BIBLE. Numerically, that is 1-877-352-4253. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or you can drop us a line in the mail if you like, and that would be at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Or you can send us an email at radio@teachingbible.org. We want to admonish you to go on the website if you have internet access to teachingbible.org. There you can hear the message that you're about to hear an excerpt from in its entirety, along with hundreds of other messages that are available free of charge. We like to encourage you to go to teachingbible.org, and you can hear this message that you're about to hear again, or you can hear the full message in its entirety. There you can also leave an email if you like, or make a tax-deductible donation online at teachingbible.org. We desperately need to hear from you, and it would be just a blessing to know who all is listening and hearing this broadcast. Today we're going to feature a message called God Is Not Mocked. And we live in times when people think that they can just speak injuriously against God and against the church. And since God doesn't send immediate judgment, many of them continue on. There are multiplied millionaires today who have made millions from slandering the name of our precious Lord, although he has sent his son in order to cleanse them from their sin and to show his love and mercy. So we want you to listen to this crucial message today. God is not mocked. This is Teaching Bible Radio. And please give us a call once again, 1-877-352-4253, or to make it easy to remember, 1-877-35-BIBLE. Pastor Landis Fisher, this is Teaching Bible Radio. Love to hear from you. And may God continue to bless each and every one of you.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
Starting at the first verse, beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. He says, I'm writing you my second letter. This is his last letter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, this is what he says. Notice his verse 3, 2 Peter 3, 3, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? This is what the scoffers are going to say. If he's coming, why come he's not coming now? And why can't I stand here and slander his name and he doesn't come? Why doesn't he do anything about it? That's the kind of stuff the mockers and the scoffers of the last days will say. And they will be saying, where is the promise of his coming? Peter says, for since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. He says, no, God hadn't done anything yet. That's what the scoffers are saying. So what makes you think he's going to do something now? You see that? Peter had them nailed right here in the book of 2 Peter. He says in verse 5, for this they willingly forget. This is what the scoffers do. They willingly, willfully forget that by the word of God, the heavens that were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. He says, you know, they forget about the flood. The flood was a symbol of God's wrath coming in on ungodly men, and he destroyed everybody on earth except eight people. Did you know that? So to say, hey, everybody's doing it. It's popular to slander God and to make millions off of it. And everybody's doing it. Nobody cares. God's not going to do anything about it. That's the attitude of the scoffers, you know. But he says they forget about what happened in the previous world, when God sent a flood and destroyed all people except eight, those who had faith. You see that? Eight people were saved. Millions were destroyed by the flood in the days of Noah. You see that? Peter said they forget about this, that God's he got tired of all the nonsense at some point. He said that man is evil, and every consideration in the thoughts of his heart are only evil continually. And so he sanctified Noah and made a way of escape for him and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. And then he sent destruction upon the whole world. And now the whole present day world was populated from eight people who survived the flood. And basically those after the flood. So Peter reminds them of the great flood, which was recorded in the scriptures. Now notice this, verse number 7. He says, but the heavens and the earth, which now exist, are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the judgment and perdition of ungodly men. God says, I'm not going to destroy the world with water anymore. See, next time it's going to be with fire. So the next destruction coming upon the world, according to 2 Peter, will be by fire. Now notice this, verse 8, he says, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is waiting to give people time to repent, because he is a God of great mercy. Now, I want you to know, repentance simply means turning away from doing things the way you would do it or the way people would do it, and turn to God. Throw yourself upon the mercy of God. Turn yourself toward God and ask God to forgive you and save you. That's all repentance is, essentially. Now, of course, every day is a day of repentance, because none of us are perfect. I'm still not perfect. I've been walking with God a long time, but I'm still not perfect. And I get a little better every day. Every time I walk a little closer with the Lord and I extend myself and step out on his word a little farther than I did before, the Lord matures me and I grow a little bit more. You know, I really love and care about people. That's why I'm here at this time tonight, because I know if you turn around, God will accept you, because he loves you exactly like you are. See, there's no reason why you cannot have a right relationship with God. Think about this. The passage we looked at in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 says this. This is what God would like to do for every man, woman, boy, and girl. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. He says, therefore, if anyone, no matter who you are, is in Christ, he is a new creation. See that? God would like to make your life new. How do you do that? You ask God to forgive you of your sins and realize that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, that he is the savior of the world. He came into the world in order to deal with the problem that you and I have that we could do nothing about. You know what? There's nothing I can do to make myself clean in the sight of God. And thank God there's nothing I have to do. God has fixed it so that he has done everything necessary for my account to be straight with him. You know what he did? He sent his son. Look at what it says here. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He says here, all things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. See that? So God wants to give you a new life. And in order to do that, he fixed the problem himself by sending his own son. Notice this as we move on. Verse number 18, he says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So that's why I'm here tonight, to let you know that God has done something about your problem. What the problem you have is the same problem I have. It's the same problem every human being has. We all need to be reconciled to God. To reconcile is to be made equal. Whatever it is that I owe God, Jesus Christ paid it. God sent his own son to pay the debt that you and I created. You see that? When we sin against God, we created a debt that we cannot pay. It's an inestimable debt. My debt continues to escalate. I wish I could say when I got saved, I never sinned again, but that's not possible in order for me to be truthful with you. And so Christ pays the debt for all sin. At all times, and he paid the full debt for all of your sin, and not only yours, and not only mine, but for the sins of the whole world. See, and so the debt had to be made up by God. It couldn't be made by me nor by you. There's nothing we could do to make ourselves right in the sight of God. So God reconciled the world to himself. This was a work that had to be done by the Most High God. Moving on, notice this. He says, that is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. See that? Not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. Notice this last verse. For he, God, has made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's the good news that we call the gospel. God has given his son, and he allowed him to be crucified on the cross in order that he might take upon himself the sins of everyone who believes in him. Read Romans chapter 5 when you get time. We're studying through that right now at the church. Romans 5 tells you how everybody on earth is affected by Adam and also by Christ. If you're born in the flesh, which you are, every one of us is, or we wouldn't be here. Jesus said that which is born of the flesh is flesh. See, and everyone born in the flesh needs to be saved. But he said that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. So God would like you to be born again of the Spirit. The Bible says when you believe the gospel, that God gives you the Holy Spirit as a free gift. He will dwell in you and lead you and guide you to all truth. And keep this in mind, that is the only way anyone can be saved. That's what the scriptures teach. Now I realize my message is not a popular message. It doesn't bend to accommodate all the false religions in the world, but it is the gospel, the one message that God has sent, that everybody, he said, go into all the world and teach all the nations. And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. And he said, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And so there's one message. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 says, there is salvation in no one else. For there is only one name under heaven which has been given among men, whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus Christ. That's why it's the most famous name on earth. No matter what the slanderers and all the people who slander the name of God, all those people who talk about Christ and the church and slander the church, you know what? There's one name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus Christ. And so you know what? They can slander him all the way till they die. Then they will come up.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.